Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
There's something about the idea of holidays, warm weather and long lazy evenings of summer that inspire even the most adult amongst us to just relax with a good book in our hand and put reality aside for a while. With this in mind, I've reached out to someone who knows her stuff in this department and can save us from scrolling through the thousands of books to choose from and bring us her own expert recommendations. It's bookworm and RTE lifestyle journalist Charlotte Ryan. Charlotte, you're very welcome back to the show. Hello.
Hello, Laura. Thanks so much.
It's no problem at all. Before we get into it, Charlotte, are you one of those people who is on a sun lounger with your nose stuck in a book throughout your entire holiday?
As much as possible. In my opinion, I don't think a holiday is complete without a good book. I just think there's something about physically being away from home and then mentally being away from home. And also, I always think of, there's a quote from Anthony Bourdain who said, he said that whenever he travels somewhere new, he buys a new book set in that destination. So I try and do that as well.
Stunning. Yeah. I would never thought of that.
Very cute.
So let's delve in. What do you see as essential reading this summer for all of our listeners, Charlotte?
So I'm going to flag that this list is very Irish heavy. We have amazing host of Irish writers at the moment, especially young debut ones. So the first one up is Evenings and Weekends by Uisce McKenna. He is a spoken word poet, so this is a beautiful, beautifully written story set in June 2019 in London during the hottest summer on record. So it is based on the actual summer they had back 5 years ago. And essentially it's about four characters who are all interconnected. And over the course of one weekend, it's the summer solstice weekend. So kind of witchy, otherworldly, spooky.
It's normally our electric picnic weekend, isn't it? That's what it always reminds me of.
Exactly. So it's very heightened weather and kind of time of the year, and they're all building towards a party, but each one of them has a secret or something essentially plaguing them or causing their lives to course correct. And it's also interesting that at the same time a whale washes up in the Thames River, so it kind of increases this feeling of tension. But it's just a stunning book, beautiful. So one character, she's they're all in their 30s, so again it's less about being young in London and more at a point of when you're maybe getting closer to
living
making
life,
yeah, and also getting closer to making some decisions. Yeah. So one of them is pregnant and she's thinking through her life to come. One has a cancer diagnosis. Okay. One has a secret love affair that he's trying to muster the courage to reveal. So again, a beautiful, gorgeous novel, really, really good and very heightened.
Kind of sounds almost like things that would be going on in your own friend group, almost behind closed doors that you wouldn't necessarily know about.
Absolutely. And it always takes a party to have things spilling over.
Yeah, exactly. That is for sure. Our next book was actually a guest on the show last week. You're talking about Reality Check by Vicky Notaro.
Yes. So again, if you know those episodes of Real Housewives, they go away, they go on holidays and there's always drama and something awful happens and someone throws something. So if you want to bear that on your holiday, bring this book. It's a gorgeous, gossipy, rollicking, just really fun comfort read, but again with a lot of heart, as Vicky does really well. So again, she's a former Glossy magazine editor, a podcaster, a woman about town, so she knows what she's talking about. Yeah. It's about a woman called Portia Daniels, who is a TV writer. She has what she thinks is a perfect life. She has a perfect boyfriend, a fiance actually, a perfect apartment, perfect job, and then one thing leads to another and the boyfriend, fiance, reveals that he's not that perfect. We'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
So then she has to go and rediscover, replan her life while dodging the glare from her super famous family that caused all sorts of problems. So again, a fantastic read, has lots to think about as well when you think of getting to a certain age and rethinking some parts of your life. Just great fun. Lovely read.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. Okay, so leaving Reality Check where it is, we're moving on to Sunburn next. Tell me about this.
So again, another debut Irish writer, Chloe Michelle Howarth. She's unbelievable. It's a really gorgeous, tender, queer love story set in the early 1990s in a small town called Crossmoor. So this is set before the 1993 when homosexuality was decriminalised. Mm-hmm. So it's about two girls, Lucy and Susanna, who slowly progressed from a bit of a crush to deep life-changing love. And this story is all about how love can literally change your life and how it can enable you to become the most true version of yourself, which I think is a really poignant story for a lot of queer people in Ireland too. You know, I think people of all generations will read this and resonate with it. It also helps. It's beautifully written. It's very tender and loving. And the prose is highly visual. She's a beautiful writer. So this is just one of those really special books.
I'm actually excited about reading that. Some things like that really throw me, because I forget that I've lived a lifetime where something that is so normal and so beautiful was criminalized in this
Absolutely.
Country.
Like, yeah, especially when these girls are, you know, we kind of follow them through school as well. Do you remember? There's scores of young girls and boys who have to keep this hidden for a really formative and beautiful part of their lives. So it's a gorgeous story. Yeah. Really special.
Really dying to get stuck into that one. I actually can't believe that so far the first three that you've named out are debut Irish novels.
Absolutely insane. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
It sounds fantastic. Okay, the next one that we've got today is The Racket.
Yes. So if you loved Challengers, the movie with Zendaya, this is the one for you. So it's written by Conor Nyland, who is a former Irish tennis pro, and it's out on June 6th. So again, not yet out, but soon. And it essentially tells a story of what he sees as the 99% of the tennis world. So those jobbing, touring professionals who will never really make it to the heights of people like Tiger Woods, or that's golf, but
the Novak Djokovic.
Exactly, yeah. Who he also played against in Arthur Ashe Stadium. So he knows who he's talking about.
God,
He's been in these rooms with these heavyweights like Serena Williams. So he's this type of person who's in the locker room on the tennis courts, just pounding out those scores and, you know, trying to get there. But he sees and shows that gulf between the two sides, the mega rich who tour with their posse and have all these sponsorship deals, and then the ones like him who are struggling to make ends meet and who are just trying to sustain this really elite dream of making it big. So it's an amazing story.
Oh my God, I'm dying to read this, because it's also like you're on the cusp all the time, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Because it's one of those things where it's like, will it break? Will you make it, or will you just always stay at that level?
Totally. And you're always kind of on the outs as well. So really fascinating book.
Next up, you're talking about Emily Henry and her book Funny Story.
Yes. So she's the queen of vacation reads. She has two other really big hits out, Beach Read, and there's another one I forget the name of right now. But essentially, this is her newest one. It's an opposite attract story. So if you're someone who likes genres and you know, tropes, enemies to lovers, all this kind of thing, so she's telling the story of Daphne and Peter, who are engaged and they're madly in love, and then Peter reveals that he's actually not going to marry Daphne, he's going to marry his childhood best friend Petra. So Daphne's devastated, her life is sent reeling, she has to start from the ground up basically, and because she has no other choices, no other options, she convinces Miles, who is Petra's ex boyfriend, to move in with her.
Oh my God, sorry, I love a love like square.
Yeah, exactly. You're crammed into this tiny space. Exactly. It is, yeah. So they're crammed into this little apartment and they bond over their experiences, and then I think over a drink or two they decide to make the exes jealous by pretending to be together. So you can imagine where it goes.
Yeah. But
this is just really highly skilled genre, trope, romance writing. Really entertaining.
That is Funny Story by Emily Henry. And what is the next book you've got for us today?
So Kairos by Jenny Erpenbeck is slightly more of a literary read. If you're someone who likes something a little bit weightier, it's shortlisted for the International Booker Prize, and Jenny Erpenbeck is a German writer. So essentially it's a story about two characters, Katharina and Hans, who meet in Berlin in 1986 before the fall of the Berlin Wall. So it's slightly historical. It's very much a book about a time at a certain place, and Katharina is 19 when she meets Hans, who's 34 years older than her and married with a child. So it's one of those stories. So what starts off as a very passionate love affair becomes quite coercive, controlling. It's kind of like the devolution of young love. And it opens in a really beautiful way by she's sent a box of his letters because he's passed. Yeah. So it's split into two parts, box one and box two, and tells a story of the breakdown of their relationship, also in the kind of environs of the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Okay.
So very interesting.
And sorry, a lot of history going on there as well where the story's set, which is very interesting. The next up is also an Irish debut novelist, and this is Rebecca Ivory with Free Therapy.
Yes, so she's a debut short story writer. So this is a collection of short stories.
Oh, my apologies.
Yeah, and essentially it takes the idea of people, young people who know the teachings, the lessons of therapy or counselling, or you know, how we talk about mental health, how we think it through, and yet can't put it into action. Yeah. So I think that's a lot of us. So it's a deeply relatable book, when I read it, it's kind of like staring a little bit too long into a mirror. So very relatable, very interesting. But again, you kind of learn a lot from it because you see these people making the same mistakes over and over and over. So you have, it opens with a story about two girls who become fixated on their weight. Mm-hmm. So a very unsettling topic. And then there's toxic situationships. There's stories that take into account the housing crisis, yeah, and the difficulties that come with trying to live in Ireland at the moment and all the ups and downs. So it's, again, very relatable, really entertaining and beautifully written.
So that is Free Therapy by Rebecca Ivory. And then we have got a thriller and murder mystery for people who are like just more inclined for that on their holidays.
Yeah, there is something about going somewhere sunny and then reading a very dark book. I can't explain it. But this is Cala by Colin Walsh. Again, a debut Irish writer. He is already an award-winning short story writer. So this book is set in 2018 in Kinloch, which is a tourist town on the west coast. And it essentially follows three of a group of six friends who were inseparable 15 years earlier until one of their friends, Carla, went missing. And it, you know, threw them into disarray. And then 15 years later, remains are found in the town. So they reunite. And they're all from different places as well. So one is a rock star who's there for a gig. One is a journalist who is settled in Canada and coming back for her father's wedding. And one has never left because he's traumatized. Okay. So he's essentially a little bit shell-shocked from everything. But it's a beautifully paced story. It is very dark, but it's really satisfying. So there's loads of red herrings, throw you off course. Mm. And essentially it's a murder mystery. But again, stunning.
Changing the pace massively, let's move on to RuPaul with The House of Hidden Meanings.
Yeah, so this is his fourth memoir. Now, the man has lived a life, so I'm not surprised. Sure. But this is what he thinks is his most vulnerable. So essentially it tells a story of his upbringing in predominantly white San Diego and what was like being a young black boy and having an absent father and how difficult that is. And then the club scene when he eventually became a performer and had a very interesting life.
Yeah.
It goes from his addiction, his struggle with addiction, and then eventually finding love and sobriety later in life. And it's just beautiful, very fun, full of anecdotes and little wise quips as only RuPaul can give, as well as the backstory of a few of his really famous one-liners. So if you're a big RuPaul's Drag Race fan, this is the one for you.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot now. If I was to hop on a plane in the morning heading off to gorgeous sunny Costa del Sol, what book am I reading?
Oh gosh, I have to say Evenings and Weekends by Oisin McKenna. It's just so, I love the idea of this really sunny, claustrophobic book about a heat wave and all these friends coming to difficult points in their lives and this big crazy party at the center of it. It's just fantastic. I picked that one.
Charlotte, I'm so sorry, I have to go because I need to head to the bookshop because I've got a big shopping list to do.
I'll meet you there.
Thank you so much for joining me, Charlotte. That was fantastic. That was RTE lifestyle journalist Charlotte Ryan. I'll be right back after these.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.